Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 489. Visible translated text is as follows. Defendants Exhibits 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35 are in Mr. Frank's handwriting and are okay by me when I check it, which means that we ship the goods. All of the goods called for by these orders have been shipped out by me after being O.K. Quote, D, with the exception of the order of R.E. Kindle and Company 7197, Defendants Exhibit 34, which was canceled by letter. None of these orders were at the Pencil Company factory when I left there Friday night, and they were there when I got back on Monday. The work of looking over the orders and entering them in the order book and making out the requisition has nothing to do with making out the financial sheet. It is entirely independent of it. The financial sheet shows the factory's operation from Friday morning through Thursday night. These orders go into the next week's business. I saw Mr. Frank on Sunday after the murder. There was no scratch, mark, or bruise on him. Mr. Frank is a man of extremely temperament. If anything went wrong about the factory, he would go all to pieces and get nervous. It was not unusual for Mr. Frank to get nervous. When a young child was run over by a streetcar, he came back as pale as death, and I had to give him a dose of ammonia. He was no good for the rest of the day. I know Jim Conley's character for truth and veracity, it is bad. I would not believe him on oath. The paper that those notes found by the body were written on can be found all over the plant. They get swept to the basement into the trash. I heard the telephone conversation between Mr. Frank and Mr. Ergenbach about the ball game. I heard Mr. Frank say, "Yes, Charles, I will go if I can." Sitting in Mr. Frank's desk in the inner office, you can see about half of the dial of clock hash 3. You cannot see the steps leading down to the first floor. If the safe door is open in the center office, you can't see anything at all. It would have to be a pretty tall man to see over it. It would be impossible for a girl of Montine Stover's height to see over it. The safe door is always wide open while we are in the factory. I went through the safe Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I didn't.